This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is no shortage of news out of the nation's capital, where, with soon-to-be former Speaker of the House John Boehner on the way out, a deal appears to be in the offing to keep the government running for another couple of months anyway. It is yet another reminder, not that we necessarily needed one, that the way business gets done in Washington these days is in fits and starts. There are, of course, consequences to this lack of long-term or even medium-term planning. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer starts with health care policy and works her way out from there.
Congress used to do a little dance each year. It was called the Doc Fix. Every year, doctors treating Medicare patients faced a big pay cut until Congress passed a fix. Mixed in with the fix, funding for other Medicare expenses like physical therapy and ambulance rides. But there's no fix this year.
It really affects providers across the board.
Tristan North is a lobbyist at the American Ambulance Association. He says he was happy when Congress actually passed a permanent fix for doctors, locking in yearly raises. But funding for those other Medicare expenses, like $100 million for ambulance rides, wasn't locked in. That left North scrambling.
There's a lot that Congress needs to address between now and the end of the year.
No kidding. Members of Congress have to pass a budget, a bunch of tax credits are expiring, and they have to deal with the debt ceiling.
Well, everything in Washington these days, when it's done at all, is done on a temporary basis.
Howard Gleckman is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute.
We pass tax legislation that lasts a year at a time. We do highway bills for 3 months at a time.
Gleckman says partisanship is the main reason for this piecemeal budgeting, but there's another reason, too, according to Jack Pitney, a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
Members of Congress keep issues alive so that interest groups will keep campaign coffers full.
Pitney says lobbyists who have to fight for funding every year have to keep up the campaign contributions to get the votes they need. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.